Welcome to our Rocket Football Podcast. This is a post-game show. We're talking about Ballard Memorial. The Rockets lost the game. It was their second district game of the season. Lost it 34-21 at home Friday night. It was senior night. Coach Starnes, better play than what we saw the week before against Murray. Ballard wasn't quite as good a team either, but I know there were some things that you pulled, some positive things you pulled out of this game.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I thought the kids played hard. I thought we had a chance to win the ball game. I thought Ballard was a good football team. They had some skilled players that they really took the game on their shoulders, and basically two guys, I think, that ran the football and that took us out of the game. And I think that was the fullback, 17, and the running back, one of the Bledsoes that had big games. And you know, but again, it goes back to our technique. I think you know, we go back and we watch it, and it's we use a proper technique, and we don't let them to the outside, and we don't give them big plays. But you know, I thought the kids played hard. I thought that we had some kids that stepped up, that played hard. They played what I thought with a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity. We just had some errors and some mistakes, miscues happened at the wrong time that I thought took us out of the ball game.
Yeah, the Dre Bledsoe was a real quick kid, number three, that he got around the corner a couple of times, and I think he had four carries for 116 yards. Really, just every time you thought you might have him trapped, some, you know, backed up a little bit, and he'd break a big one. Just a very talented team. Like you say, it was a ball game, 7-7 in the third period, and definitely an opportunity to win the game, and they made a couple of plays, and we didn't there.
Yeah, and I thought the backbreaker for us was at the end of the first half. We had an opportunity to take it in and go in halftime at a 7-7 lead, 7-7 game, and come back out. We get the ball to open in the second half. We drive it down. We score. Then we take the lead. I think that that would have changed the complexion of the game. I think that our kids would have understood that, you know, we're really in that ball game, and instead of playing from behind like we did, so we could have played in front of it. And it's just a few mistakes here and a few mistakes there. But, you know, as we tell the kids, I mean, you have to take care of the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. And, you know, crucial mistakes in situations where we just didn't take care of the football, and we put the defense in a bad situation. And that's what happens, and you can't do that. You can't expect to win ball games like that with opponents that that I thought probably they weren't better than we were. I thought that they had some better athletes and made a difference in the ball game.
Of course, you was talking about the right before the half there, you were down inside the 15, maybe inside the 10. I can't remember, maybe on the 9 or the 8, but bad snap. And we had two or three of those. I don't know if it was a bad snap. Went through the quarterback's hand. What was going on? Did you see anything particular?
No, I mean, there wasn't anything different than what we've been doing from when we first started. It wasn't like that there was somebody that was over the center that was forcing them to snap the ball. And I don't necessarily go back and look and see if it was a bad snap at that time. I just think it was a mishandled snap, and we fumbled the football. I can't explain it. I don't know. It's just as we told the players that everybody has a responsibility. They have a job to do on every play, and if they don't do their job, then it breaks down the whole team. And we had some players that didn't do their job, both offensively and defensively, and the result was that we lost a close ball game, and we had a chance to win, and we could have won that ball game.
Coach Wheeler, they're on those sweeps that are I think what they was giving it, number three on what we'd call a jet, a guy in motion handing the ball. And looked like we just didn't have anybody over there. In our corners, were they just getting inside on that and not getting leverage that they needed out?
Yeah, we just felt that if we could grind it with them a little bit and make it a close ball game in the first half, that we'd definitely have a chance with it. I think the defense did a great job at first. I mean, they won the opening toss and elected to receive the ball. We made them turn it over on downs or punt the first time. I forgot what it was. and kept grinding it. And then, you know, finally they scored. But we felt we kind of made them change what they wanted to do with it. We started shutting down their trap in the third quarter, and then they started going to the jets. We just felt that it'd be best to try to use our jet defense against their jet. And then I think our guys got too far outside, opened a lane, and some people weren't scraping over the top. We were in cover three quite a bit also, so that probably didn't help us any. We were just wanting to shut the run down and make them try to throw it. And when they did throw it, you know, we did get a pick. And, you know, defensively, we got a fumble late in the game. It was just two turnovers a little too late in the game for us.
You know, of course, we had players there, you know, and we were saying it all week. We had Sean Thompson running quarterback, and we knew the quarterback could get outside, and we knew that they were going to hand the ball off and try to get to the outside. And our defensive ends are turning their shoulders inside, and we're not fast enough in order to recover. So, you know, we told them all week, stay square, take the lead block on and force it back inside, contain it. And unfortunately, that didn't happen, and therefore that's why they were getting outside. And when you have somebody with speed, then we just not fast enough to recover. And that's why we say that you do your job and make sure you take care of your responsibility. And we didn't do that.
Yeah, the technique is so important when you are out athleticized.
And yeah, if that's a word, I don't know if that's a word, but when they're faster than you are, you got to use a proper technique.
Yeah. Yeah, no question, and they did. Ballard had some very, very good athletes, and they will they will get the number three seed in the district. And as it appears now, Caldwell County beat Murray will be the number one seed, unless we upset them this week, and it's going to be a big game. I know there's some records on the line. We'll talk at length about that on Thursday.
I think they've clinched it. I don't even if we beat them, I think that they've clinched it based on a tie.
Yeah, head with Murray.
Yeah, and so I think they've clinched it. I think it's set up right now that we will go to Owensboro Catholic for the third straight year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Tough place to
play. Maybe this time we need to go to Moonlight Barbecue and enjoy it.
Well, senior night, let's talk a little about these guys, the seniors that you've got on the team. Two of them play a big role, three of them play a big role, especially Noah and Lane and Nick Greenwell, the three that come to my mind right off the top of the bat.
Yeah, and they are the three to play more. You know, it was good for the seniors. You know, we started them and opening kickoff, all five seniors, first time that they were on the varsity field playing a varsity game at the same time with all five of them. So we thought it would be an honor for them. And, you know, we had two of the seniors that were offensive players of the game. Lane Wallace and Noah Dickerson were offensive players of the game. It was great for them, you know, being seniors in their senior year. And, you know, you hate it for those guys because it's the last time that they ever – put on a Rocket uniform and play in front of a home crowd. And, you know, it's emotional, and they just don't understand it until after that game's over with how much it means to them. And, you know, we keep saying every year we say that it'll be over with before you know it. So make sure you prepare hard, you play hard, you do the things right, you do the little things. And, you know, it was an emotional time, and we saw some tears. But I'm proud of them. I mean, they never quit. They had an opportunity to get down. They never quit, even there towards the end. And you know, we just kept plugging and trying to make it a ball game, and you know, made it a two score ball game. And you know, a couple plays here or there could be a swing either way. And that's what we're proud of the kids, not quitting.
Coach Wheeler. Travis Fitzgerald played a great game defensively, and then Tyler Coleman back from injury. He's the second game back, but he missed a couple of games, and he really had a big breakout game for him this year.
Yeah, I think they both did. I think Fitzgerald ended up with 42 tackling points, and Coleman ended up with 38. You know, both, you know, still looking at the film, there's some things we need to fix. You know, tackling is something that you always have to work on. But, you know, there's those times I think we get better at not reaching and just trusting what we need to do and go through that guy. Like I said, overall, I thought they had a great game. Fitzgerald, what I thought really got him going defensively was the fact that he had an awesome block offensively. And it seemed like after that, he just really went off on the defensive side of the ball. It really got him going. So it was that was great to see that.
Well, like we say, there's one of my favorite quotes is 4 years to play and a lifetime to talk about it. And these guys that are seniors, we sure will miss those guys. But you got a good crop of juniors coming back, our biggest class. What, there are 13 of them?
13 juniors, 13. Yes.
But we've, of course, we've got two more games in the regular season. We'll be at Princeton this week and then go down to Fulton City to close out the season, a rematch with the Bulldogs. And then, as we mentioned, a playoff game at Owensboro Catholic, the way it's looking now. So, Coach Starnes, Coach Wheeler, hope you have a good week at practice. And I guess Coach Thompson will be he will be the designated Elijah Sindelar this week in practice, like he was the quarterback for Ballard.
As he's been the whole week, the whole year. So, yeah, he'll be Elijah. And, you know, it'll be interesting because I'm going to tell you what, they're a great football team, and we have a lot of respect for them. And, you know, there's a chance for Elijah Sindelar to break the passing touchdown record. And so, you know, I teased with him. I texted him and told him that we would give him four if he would say that would be it. So yeah. He's a good kid, and we have a lot of respect for him.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, good luck practice this week. We'll talk to you Thursday about the Cowboy game.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.